Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family.
You are listening to Young Men's Perspective Radio. We look to enrich, encourage, and engage our youth here on iHeartRadio.
And it's presented like a jewel.
We interview individuals such as Susan L. Taylor.
What we know is that failing schools are the pipeline to prison.
Jasari X.
We're the changers, and I feel like this generation is a generation that's really going to make change.
Dr. Julia Hare.
The best part about Action Plan is to reclaim the minds of our children.
Dick Gregory.
Our problem is we think we're part of this government, you know.
This is Young Men Perspective Radio.
Just got to get in tune with your purpose.
Tune in every Friday from 10 to 11 p.m. on WWE 1100 AM on iHeartRadio.
Online.
On 1100atlanta.com.
I got to tell you,
everything you're seeing, something's wrong with it.
Say this, self.
Young Men's Perspective Radio.
YMP is a necessity.
Your call-in number is
404-603-8770. Call in now. Young Men's Perspective Radio.
We here now.
On iHeartRadio. Your host, Jeff Rodney.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Young Men's Perspective Radio. I am your host, Jeff Hodges. Glad, as always, to be in the building. And tonight, we got a real special show for you. Joining us, my very first guest is documentary filmmaker Yahya McClain. And as a special treat, also on the line, the founder of the Chelsea Film Festival, because that's what we're going to talk about, Yahya's film. He's got entered into the film festival, and alongside him will be the founder, Miss Ingrid Jean Baptiste. So without further delay, family, let's get it popping. What up, Yahya?
Yo, what's going on?
All right, welcome to the show once again. Might as well get you like a chair and some keys, man.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that festival, man, getting your film, all of that in there, man. Talk about it.
So it's the Chelsea Film Festival. It's the fifth year.
Right.
And it's the fifth year. And I have the founder. I have the founder with me, Ingrid Jean Baptiste.
Indeed.
So, Ingrid, this is Jeff. Jeff is my cousin, Jeff. And we're on his radio show, Why Young Man's Perspective. Jeff, this is Ingrid Jean Baptiste.
How you doing, Ingrid?
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm great. It's a pleasant honor. Great work over there with the festival. I mean, talk about it, man. What brought you to, what made you want to bring us such an elegant experience with so many documentary filmmakers?
What? Say it again, Jeff.
I said, what brought her to the point where she created such an elegant experience for documentary filmmakers to want to come and bring their films?
What made you
want to
have a festival?
Yes. Well, I'm all about justice in the world, making the world a better place, and connecting people from.
You
got to
turn your radio down for me. Turn your radio down. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And this year's 50th anniversary, we're representing 90 films from 26 different countries. And we're very honored to have Yahya Film. That is really portraying why we need to raise awareness about protecting the rights of women and children around the world.
Absolutely.
So I'm very honored that it's actually a men's film talking about these issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just done a great job with it. So yeah, talk about it, man. What it's like getting ready to present your film tomorrow there at the festival.
Well, you know, it's an honor for me to be here. You know, this is my second time at the Chelsea Film Festival. Like I said, this is their fifth year, and I was here in 2015 with a short film, and I was actually honored to win Best Director of a short film. So I'm coming back this time with this documentary, and, you know, this documentary is not something like I just said, I'm going to make a documentary.
Right.
This is something that I experienced with my ex-wife. And, you know, not being able, I went a whole year without seeing my son or talking to my son. And so that's what made me, you know, it was organically grown.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what made me, you know, create this documentary. And, of course, couldn't find a better place to be the first permission in this long journey that we're about to be on with the Film Festival. So I submitted to the Chelsea Film Festival, and, you know, I was
blessed. And it was accepted, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the selection committee was very impressed by the work.
Okay.
And for, yeah. So, and we also, we love to support our filmmakers and our alumni, and especially if it's an amazing work, it's great for the festival. We're very happy to have
you. Yo, Jeff, let me tell you, I've been watching film all day.
Right, right.
They stepped their game all the way up.
Okay.
I mean, man, I watched one movie today called Frederick. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That movie was awesome.
Yeah.
That movie. I mean, it was so many of them. Right, so many of them. Short films, feature length films, comedy, dramas, everything. Man, Chelsea Film Festival is really a festival that's going to be directing with. So I'm just honored to be in here.
Mm-hmm.
Ingrid, I don't want to hold you. I know you got to go.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, Ingrid. Thank you.
So thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You can tell people where
Please be with me on, if they want to reach me on Twitter, it's IngridJDCFF.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the festival, Chelsea Film Festival, on Facebook, and Chelsea Film on Twitter, and Chelsea Festival on Instagram. And please submit your films, because we love to have diverse stories.
Right.
Stories that really impact the world and raise awareness, you know?
And real quick, how many films we have this time, and from what, how many different countries?
We have about 90 films this year from 26 different countries.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
and also tell them who is the company. Tell them about the company. It's her and her mother.
Yes. Okay. So the festival was founded by my mother and I about, 2013 now. And it came after a really bad car accident that I had in 2012 where I thought, you know, I was really badly injured. I had 7 broken ribs. My spine was fractured. I wasn't able to do anything with my life. And I thought, why don't I? I was working from home, and I said to myself, I have this, you know, skill of producing things and just being an entrepreneur. And also, I'm very justice-oriented. And so I wanted to put together a film festival where I can support emerging filmmakers
right.
that have great stories to tell. But that, you know, film festival, if you're not a star, you know, it's hard to get in. So we're not like that. We care about the story. And it doesn't matter if you have a name or not. And some, you know, have their names out there now. And we're happy to have them also.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about the story first.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
Well, we thank you so
much. Now it's our 5th year.
Exactly. We thank you so much for creating such a wonderful platform for those to be able to express themselves and bring it to us all the way live.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
You too. Have a
all
good
right,
night.
All right, now, I got to tell everybody, come down. It ain't too late. Go buy your ticket and come down and support my film tomorrow night.
Yes.
Go to Chelsea Film Festival, ChelseaFilm.org.
Mm-hmm.
ChelseaFilm.org. And go there. Matter of fact, you go to my page, you see the link. Hit the link and come down to the Lowe's Theater on 34th Street in Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
in Chelsea, Manhattan. Lowe's Movie Theater, AMC, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock is going down. And let me just tell you, yo, why is the music so loud?
Bring the music down, son. There you go. There you go. Talk about it.
So, man, it's dumb loud.
Now, he getting it. Talk about it, Yaya.
Okay, so the documentary, you know, like I've been talking about this forever, man, you know, it's to raise awareness. And if you are anywhere in New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, Connecticut, anywhere close, you need to be here tomorrow night at the Chelsea Film Festival at the AMC Theaters, the Lowe's AMC Theater on 34th and 8th. And come and support the film. Come watch the film. And if you don't know, you will know. You will be awakened. You will learn or be reminded of the travesties that are taking place in the family law courts across America.
Right.
Because you might not feel like you're being affected, but as long as these things are allowed to happen, we're all being affected. Because the effects that occur from either a child or a father, or just, it doesn't matter. People are losing their lives. People are being repeatedly jailed. Families are torn apart. Lives are lost. Mm-hmm. And we have to raise awareness to stop this. We have to raise awareness. So I need you all to come out and check it out.
Give them the name of that film and let them know. Tell them what it's about and what your goal is when you create it and, you know, put it together.
Well, you know, initially, once I started going through it, I became aware of it. Initially, I wrote a script. And the script was going to be a feature film, a feature-length film, you know, basically about the same topic.
Right.
But the more I got into this, the more families that I met, that I got to witness being torn apart, the more I heard about people committing suicide, the more I heard about the youth committing suicide, fathers committing suicide, being locked up in jail. When I started hearing all these stories, I was like, no, I can't do a movie about this because I need to wake these people up.
Right.
And I'll make everyone aware of what's going on. And the only way to do that is with facts. You know, especially being a black man, I can't come in there and just start yelling like the angry black man.
Nah,
I think that I'm
going
to get people to listen to. So therefore, I came this way. I need stuff that's vetted, backed up by stats and statistics, because numbers don't lie.
Not at all.
Numbers don't lie. And, you know, the name of the film is Casualties of War, Women and the Regime.
Right.
And I want everyone to know that it sounds like it's biased, but it's not. It's biased because that's how I got involved in this. It was a woman that did it to me that brought me to this. But it does go both ways. There are fathers out there that are alienating the mothers as well. There are mothers out there that have not been seeing their kids for years. There's mothers out there that's paying astronomical amounts of child support. There's mothers out there, there's grandmothers and nieces and aunts and sisters and, you know, all types of things. So it goes both ways. Now, the majority of the time, it's still the fathers that's losing. It's still the mothers that's running to the court to create this problem with child support. And, you know, the parental alienation begins.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way that anyone will ever understand this is either go through this or you can come learn from this film. So if I were you, I would try to come get down, see this film. Because let me tell you, by me doing this documentary, I believe it's been my therapy, and it has prevented me from going through a lot of what these people have been going through.
Right.
Because I know what I now know what to expect. I know what to expect when I go to court, or at least not what to expect. I know the potential things that can happen. So when they do happen, I'm prepared, or I can prepare myself to help prevent them from happening. You know, so, and the only reason I have that knowledge is through the awareness that I gained from doing this documentary, talking to people. Because, you know, I've been all over the country, talking to blacks, white, men, women, children, grandparents.
You talk about you was all over the country. Not too long was in Washington. Talk about that experience and how many doors you kicked in and what that was all about.
Well, okay. Well, you know, the first time that we went to Washington was in 2016, and there was a march, and there was a guy named Cash Jackson who had just got out of the military after doing 20 years in the Navy. He got out honorably on August 31st, and on September 1st, he started a march from Washington State to Washington, D.C., because he was not allowed to see his children. And so we marched on Washington. I met up with them, followed them around, videoed everything, you know, documented it all. And you know, in this documentary, you will see a great portion of that. And, of course, we followed it up this year with the Million Parent March that happened this past 9/11. And to see the people come from all over the world, I'm not going to say all over the world, but all over the country.
Right.
To see people come together from all over the country to get together to march on Washington. Like, you know, like I always say that the civil rights movement is not over.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's definitely not over. And this stuff that these courts, that the government is doing to us, is a huge part of the new civil rights. Because if there's, you know, just like they said, like Martin Luther King said, if injustice anywhere, injustice everywhere.
Indeed.
So we have to become aware so that the masses can get behind us. Because once we have the masses behind us, and not until we have the masses behind us, will we be able to force change when change needs to happen. And I truly believe that the more the masses and the general public becomes aware of this, the sooner we may have a solution.
Now, you talk about an appeal and you got your slogan. Talk about that and what you aim to do with that.
Say it again?
You said you got that slogan when it comes to the appeal. Like, talk about that and what you aim to do and what's the goal for that.
When it comes to what?
To the appeal. You got your slogan. That slogan you got, appeal, appeal. Huh?
I can't understand. You know, I'm at the festival.
I know it. I said your slogan. You can hear that? The slogan you got?
What slogan?
Appeal. You want to appeal some the law? In regards to your documentary, you want to appeal the law and all of that. You want to deal with it from the legislation standpoint. Talk about that, I'm saying. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm. I can't
understand. Wow.
I heard you say something about legislation.
Yeah, you addressed in the legislation. Talk about that.
Oh, I mean, you know, the repeal is real.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of people hear about the injustices that are going on.
Right.
But what they say is that we need to change laws. Well, it's not so much that we need to change laws. We need to repeal the laws and make amendments to the Constitution. And so that's why I say the repeal is real.
Right.
Because once we repeal this thing, that's where we get rid of this stuff. That's where we make these things go away and hold these people accountable. You know, there's judicial accountability that needs to happen. And like I said, again, with raising awareness, we can demand the repeal of Title 14, demand the repeal of Title 14, Title 42, Title 4A. I mean, because all these different things are part of the government. They are part of the Social Security Act. And what they do is it incentivizes the states to create this need for child support or take the child away and put them in foster care. You know, they will take your child away from you and put your kid in foster care while they try to figure out where they think the child is from.
Right.
Meanwhile, your child is in foster care, and so many children go to foster care and get molested, abused, and every other thing. So we have to wake up, America. We have constitutional rights, but how many people have read the Constitution?
Right.
How many people take the time to sit down and go through that thing? I haven't even finished going through it all the way. But I'm speaking on it because we need us avid readers among us to do such.
Right.
I mean, I'm doing it. It's just going to take me a while. I'm going to keep you 100.
No doubt. So now that you made it to the festival twice, what's next?
Well, you know, man, I have no idea, but you know, only God knows that. But I can tell you this much. If I have half the success that I had the last time I was at this festival, because, you know, everybody likes a winner.
No doubt.
And when I came to this festival in 2015 with my short film, Comedy Camp, which was also about raising awareness because it was about having overweight comedians join my boot camp to learn, gain weight, so they can live longer lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I won Best Director with that film. Now, that was a comedy, and it had some comedians in it. This is nothing funny about this one.
Not at all.
But we still have some celebrities in it. You know, we got Roy Jones Jr. in it. We got the 1995 first round draft pick from the NBA, Joe Smith, in it.
Mm-hmm.
We got three-time world champion Zaire Raheem in it. We got two-time world champion Yahya McClain in it.
That'll be yourself, no doubt.
and besides, you know, this is not something that everybody's raising their hand to want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You know. This is one film that I say I hate to have to cast you for, because that means you are going through it. But it's a whole lot going on. So what I would really, and this festival has, there's a lot of competition in it. You know, there's some people that are making movies with real money. That have, I just finished watching some films, man. That really blew my mind.
What type of movies you seen?
Man, I watched all kinds. I've seen the documentary. I've seen some drama. I've seen this drama, man. This dude's done by drama. Yeah, I guess it's drama. About this painter, man, this artist. And it turned from just being about paint, being about artwork, to being about murder. It was off the chain. Beautifully shot. I mean, These stuff is shot with big budgets, man. You know, so for my documentary, man, my main goal is to get the word out. I haven't seen. But I would really like to win or to gain some type of acknowledgement for the work, because the more that you win, the more acknowledgement you get, the more people are going to be able to see the film.
Mm-hmm.
The more people are going to be able to gain from the awareness that they're gonna receive from watching the film. So that's my goal, you know. So like I said, even if I don't win, I believe there's gonna be a lot of people here. You know, I have no problem running my mouth and telling people to come see my film, asking people, you know. So I wanted to be a nice crowd here tomorrow night, and we can get some of that awareness, because that's what it's gonna take. You know, the awareness. That way we can repeal Title Four, everything.
Right. Tell them where they get them tickets at, and what time is the event tomorrow night.
They can go to chelseafilm.org or go on my Facebook page, and you'll see the link. Get your tickets and come on out tomorrow night, 9:00. I'll be here earlier so you can get the best seats. You got a great selection of, you know, your concession stands. You got all the restaurants. You got it's going down tomorrow night. And, you know, come on out and support and tell a friend to know somebody, so that we can have this place packed, so we can all gain from this project that I've spent over a year and a half of a labor of love.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of these films, I was watching, and it's so crazy. I was watching the credits. And in the credits, you'll see colorists. You'll see composer. You'll see set dresser.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see hairdresser, makeup, wardrobe, grip, gap. You see all these different positions, and you see all somebody's name in all these positions. You'll see writer, director, producer, sound. You see all that. But when you look at my film, you see all of those positions?
Yeah, all of them hats.
With the same name, Yahya McClain.
No doubt.
And I'm saying, man, it's working without a budget is super hard, but this is something that had to be done, so therefore I had to do it. I was blessed enough to go to the Art Institute. I want to shout out the Art Institute of Atlanta for giving me the knowledge to do so. And, we're going to go from there, man.
Mm.
So we're going to keep grinding, man, just like you're doing here. I appreciate you always giving me the opportunity to come on the show, you know, and talk about whatever it is I want to talk about. but this is real. So I really, really appreciate you, man.
No doubt. We appreciate you always doing what you're doing, man. Keep it, you know, pushing forward. And all the best. And we look forward to hearing the end results when you come back down to the A, man. Safe travels.
No
too,
doubt.
Brother.
No doubt. And my man Ed Love is supposed to be calling in a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we appreciate you for the good looks. You know what I mean? Good looks.
All right, man. Be cool.
All right. You're listening to YMP Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Hodges. That was my very special guest, documentary filmmaker Yahya McClain, also Cuzzo, you know, talking about that film, Casualties of War, the regime and the woman in the regime, rather. He just got his second opportunity to be featured there in the Chelsea Film Festival, as he also opened the door and opportunity was made at the split second as we get the founder of the Chelsea Film Festival, Ingrid Jean Baptiste, also joined us. You heard that. You know, she's talking about how she's really digging that film and all the other films that's been brought forward and how the creativity was off the chain. So that's right, y'all. Stay tuned as we continue to bring you what you need. And we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. You're listening to YMP Radio.
Yo, yo, Melanie, what is going on, okay? Every time I call your house, I get this answer machine. I'm not down with electronics, right? Only time I get to see you is when I get paid. Now, what's going on? Don't stem it wrong, stem it strong.
Look, ES, let me just kick it to you like this. That's just the way it is.
That's the way it is. Hold up, that wasn't the way it was. So right now, we're going to take a trip back down memory lane.
Yes.
Look, hey,
you know what,
I'm going to let you know what's going on. Cruising down the Ave with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Miller went to the crew. The greatest man alive was cold rock in my world. Been a rock a little harder with a tarnish fresh black girl. But hold up, I can't go out like enough. I had to conjure up a cool way to stress. They call me ES, the overlord of fresh. I saw you in the dress and I just had to progress. My compliment came through in the clutch. She started to blush, then I knew what was up. Called the next morning, said, what'll it be? Dinner and a movie, you're just chilling with me. She said, me. So I went and got the slimmy. But soon as I opened the door, she said, Jimmy. It was like hours of bone and she was fetching. She got what cold swallowed my ones like Didi Gretchen. Then after a couple weeks of good loving, my friend, she did the dummy move and started asking for my civility. Come around the corner looking funky fresh. This new Jack Bay started popping a mess. Steady tripping, cause I ain't call her last night. I got only pulled it through the side. Said, yo, take a hike, cause I don't need it, girl. Too many problems in this world. So on the head with your Jerry girl. She went to Jefferson's and Lincoln. I said, no way. No, Slim, what do you think this is? President's Day? People start bugging over things like that, honey. You know the time. So don't act funny with my money. I refuse to abuse my savings and loans. So if you want some hands, baby, best go get your own. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends.
Yo, Nisi, I heard you've been juicing them.
Yeah, like sun kiss. I know y'all down with the program, too.
Yeah, you better know it, because I just got the funky fresh leather trends from this dude. And I'm about to get me some big Amazon earrings.
But what is you saying? I ain't in the trunk. That's 10 karat junk. I got a ring on my finger full of carrots.
Oh, yeah, that's what you gotta do these days.
Because it's all about the dividends. Yeah.
It's a shame nowadays you got to stay paid. It ain't like the old days when you were serenade. Take walks with your girl at night in the park and in the shadows. She could leave still her heart, but the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac convertible. Two's bound to kill you, all you need is one to constantly bug you, to get her hair done. Every new style, she's always got the rocker like a Super Bowl sack. She's tackling your pocket, and when you want to chill, you find that something always blocks it. You're looking for your wallet, but your girlfriend's got it. I tried to put you D, cause you was my friend. You didn't listen, now she got you for your dividends.
You bought another dress? This is ridiculous. The third dress this week.
The world is very different now. The world is very different now.
Get upset and I don't like the riff. But one thing that gets me hype is when girls shoot the gift. Now there's a little thing about the J-O-B, but what she's really trying to do is take the D-O-E and wreck your whole check on the latest design. When you're broke, it's all a joke, but when you're paid, it's fine. This advice to you all in, begin to let it sink and you can spend, but don't get taken under, my friend. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends.
work. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind giving my girl something or any woman for that matter if they need it. But love shouldn't be used as a personal visa card on the strip. Cause the same way you trying to get somebody, you can be got. Murphy's Law is still in effect. Ain't that right, Wood?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, and lowlifes, it is with outstanding pleasure that we are here to present tonight Slick Rick Varula and MC Ricky D doing their smash hit Mona Lisa, you know, like the picture. Anyway, I'd like to take this time out to bow before His Divine Majesty. Can I kiss your hand?
Your Highness, they await you.
Well, it was one of those days,
not much to do.
I was chilling downtown
with my old school crew.
I went into a store
to buy a slice of pizza.
I bumped into a girl.
Her name was Mona. What?
Mona Lisa.
What?
Mona Lisa. So many.
You know what I'm saying? So I said,
excuse me then.
My gosh, you look nice.
Put away your money.
I'll buy that slice.
She said, thanks. I'd rather a slice of you.
I'm just kidding, but that's awfully nice of you.
The compliment showed she had a mind in her. And when I smiled, I almost blinded her.
She said, great Scott, are you a thief? Seems like you have a mouthful of gold teeth.
Ha ha ha, I had to find that funny. So I said,
no child, I work hard for the money. And calling me a thief, please, don't even try
right?
it. Said, I need to slice a pizza and be quiet.
She almost got cut short.
You know, scissors.
She tried to disrespect who?
The Grand Wizard.
Me?
What's your name, sir?
MC Ricky D, but not to be so harsh, I said to Mona Lee.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry, and I know that's low class.
Please,
tell me a little about your past.
She said,
well, I got courage, and I don't like courage.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to college, but I've got crazy knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Over 18, and my eyes are green.
Uh-huh.
I wear more gold than that man on 18.
Uh-huh.
Trim, slim, and I'm also light skin. Best believe Mona's a virgin.
A virgin?
Honey, needed a slap.
She tried to tell me she's a virgin.
With a yay white gap.
I said, it don't matter, see, I'm not picky.
What?
Let me spell my name out for you, it's Ricky.
Yeah.
R,
ravishing,
I,
impressed,
C,
courageous or careless.
K,
for the Kangos which I've got that I wear every day.
And why?
Why not?
Suffice not right that I recite tonight.
Quite polite like Walter Cronkite.
Well, just about then, Trevor, my friend, came in. He said,
hey, Rick, don't you know playing with these snakes is a sin?
He grabbed me by my shirt and pulled me right out the store, he said.
I don't want to see you playing with these lowlights no more. Now come along, we have a party to attend with some real mature women and some more of our friends.
He hailed down a cab and he waited for a minute, and as the cab came, he thrusted me in it. And as we were leaving, it could rally all along. I could hear a melody as Mona sang a song.
If you see me walking down the street, and I start to cry, I mean, walk on by, walk on by, a foolish bride, that's all that I have left, so let me hide the pain and the hurt that you gave me when you said goodbye.
Back, y'all. Welcome back to YMP Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Hodges. We just got finished with my very special guest, documentary filmmaker Yahya McClain, was in the building, sitting up there in New York, chilling at the Chelsea Film Festival. Featured his film for the second time, casualties of war, women in the regime. He's definitely trying to get the appeal, you know what I mean, that law addressing some of those situations when it comes to family court, child support, and parental alienation. You know, it's definitely a real issue a lot of us have faced, you know, and it's great to hear that someone is championing like yourself, taking that fight to them and to their face to bring about change. As I also said that we're supposed to have our second half kick off with my very special guest, legendary hip-hop radio host, Ed Lover, as we await him to give us that call. I want y'all to definitely follow us on Facebook at Young Men Suspective Magazine, Young Men Suspective Radio, also YMP Media. Check out them pages, y'all. We got some good information over there. As you see, as we continue to bring you great content that's applicable to your life, as we always tell you, we always keep it posted. So be sure to like and share those pages. Also visit ympmedia.com, see what's going on with the latest as we drop those Young Men's Suspective magazines. We just let go of that sixth edition, and then we want y'all to let us know what you think about it. Be sure also to visit YMP Media to find out how you could be a contributing writer to a Young Men's Suspective magazines as we're seeking out writers for that next edition. You know, if you want to be able to put that to words, you know, they say the pen is mightier than the sword, and you want to bring about that information, that powerful dialect, you know, spark that conversation with your words, you know. You can be a part of Young Men's Perspective. You know, we touch on topics that are very, you know, real, that you can see that are affecting us on a daily basis, and we try to give you some kind of solutions. We don't just sit and talk about the problem. As a reminisce of that interview with our very own Susan Taylor, she talked about for over 20-some-odd years. She sat and wrote and spoke about the problems, and she said, you know, I had enough. So she wanted to get out there in the field. That's when she created the Mentor Cares Project, you know, putting it to the ground. So, you know, we appreciate you. Thank you so much, as we always show our support and reach back out to all those who are in the community doing big things. We always like to showcase and share them. So again, you're listening to YMP Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
They call Roxanne. She's all stuck up.
Why'd you say that?
Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking down the street, so I said, hello, I'm Kango from the CFO. And she so I told, baby, don't you know I can sing rap dancing just one show? Cause I'm Kango, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater from beginning to end and to beginning. I never used to tell them all about winning, but if I was to lose, I wouldn't be a thief. Cause I'm not a gambler. I don't be in no casino. And baby, why you nimble? The is the grizzly killing jingle. I thought you'd be impressed give me devious rap. I thought I had a choice, I'm a sinister trap. I thought it'd be a piece of paper, but it was nothing like that. I guess that's what I keep a thinking, ain't that right, black? Business is to choose them, and see niggas I'm a whistler. Christmas is I can choose her, a bitch I just like to choose her with a bang, bang, brother, I feel bad. But I ain't committing suicide for no crap. Calling her a crap is just a figure of speech, cause she's an apple, a pear, a plum, and a peach. I thought I had it in the palm of my hand, but man, oh man, if I was grand, I'd bang Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
can't you understand?
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man. Yo, Kango, I don't think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know, she doesn't need a guy like you, she needs a guy like me, with a high IQ. And she shakes to my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper MC will never fess. So when I met her, I wasted no time, but stuck up Roxanne, paid me no mind. She thought my name was Barry, I told her it was Gabby. She said she didn't like it, so she chose to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry, my baby she would carry. And if she had a baby, his name's her baby Harry. Her mother's name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say he's scary. She's a zimp, not every, her father's a fairy. His wife's a secretary, and
sons to the military, to force him to enlist against the wars involuntary. His daughter's name is Jerry, his son's a Tom and Jerry. Jerry had to prove that it was only temporary. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I say this rhyme, it makes me kind of weary. It's only customary to give this commentary. Some say it's bad, some say it's legendary. You're searching all you want to try your local library. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I've received was a pat on my back. That's what you get. It happened to me. Ain't that right, Mixed Master IZE? You thought you had a rope, you thought you were Cupid. But EMD, your rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworms. You gotta be stronger, which you can't resist. So educated rapper, huh? Bust this! Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was a debonair doc. I said I'd like to speak with you if I can. And if I'm correct, hey, your name is Roxanne. She said, how'd you know my mother is getting around? Right now, baby, you're the talk of the town. Please let me walk you to the corner. My rap will be brief. She said, I've seen you before. You look like a thief. I said, me, the doc, a hood, a rock. Running around and see robbing people on the block. Nah, that's not my style. The crime, I'm not related. As far as I'm concerned, I'm too sophisticated. Then it seems I got to cause she cracked a smile. They let me know my rap was worth for a while. You said you call yourself a doctor. I said, this is true. You better explain to me really what doctors must do. I said, this is very true, cause I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery.
All right, y'all, we back. Check it out. You know, like always, you got to be on your toes when it comes to this radio game. Apparently, my guest's not calling in, which is all good. But I got a treat for y'all. Y'all remember Malik Yoba? You know that actor that y'all love so much? Well, just check it out. Got a real special treat.
Welcome to the show, Malik. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
I definitely appreciate you taking the time with us to be a part of our series, How Do You Get So Successful? Here to share with us a discussion regarding your perspective and journey of success.
Okay, cool.
All right, growing up in the Bronx, New York, what were some of the challenges you faced and had to succumb that you would be successful if you had succumbed to those type of things?
Just growing up in a household with strong parents, you know, particularly my father and his whole sort of way of his belief that you were raising kids that could, you know, withstand anything. So we grew up with high levels of self-confidence, you know, even in our name. Yoba means blasted slaves, a new generation. Malik means king. Although my full name is Abdul Malik, which is servant of the king. There was a strong sense of connection to God, and we grew up Muslim. So that was my father's thing. But there was definitely, we were instilled sort of value was instilled in us that you were born to be great. To contribute. So we could have grown up in the Bronx, we could have grown up in Iowa, we could have grown up anywhere. And I think that we would have kind of still been the same kind of spirit, the six of us. And we all kind of have the same sort of mentality. So I don't necessarily look at it like you grew up in the Bronx, you had to overcome, you know, things. I mean, we might have lived in the Bronx, but we certainly weren't on welfare and, you know, we had what we needed, you know, in terms of provisions. I don't know. I didn't really look at it like some people, you know, feel like, man, six of us living in one room, and it wasn't that kind of thing for us. Yeah.
Gotcha. Talk about your ultimate career goals you set at 19.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, tell my listeners those particular goals that you set at 19.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just sitting with my buddy having lunch, and he was asking me, you know, about when is the first time you realized you felt famous. And I told him junior high school. And that's because I went to a junior high school